thing. Give a fuck, I ain't always care. When it's too hot for the hammer, you know the hawk is right. Until you get to the car, and you gotta get through the D before you get to the R. If I don't get you today, then I'ma get you tomorrow. As soon as you come out your crib, I'ma be right where I'm supposed to be, close to you, with the toast close to me. And screw if it's the right or the wrong thing. When you in the sight of that long thing, you wish you had a strong team. Whatever, homie, long as you feed me. I pull a big joints out as long as the TV. Or I could play my part and just breathe easy, right? As soon as something happened to you, your niggas are bouncing. You thought they were scrapping with you. Now you cleaning your cuts with peroxide. And you wake up in the ER with the doc ride. Putting tubes in you, and you can't even eat right. They putting food in you. Your body's getting colder. Devil on your shoulder. And your mom's is in the room, but you just wanna hold her. Nothing but realness. That's why everybody in the world can feel this. I'm on top and y'all under me. So when it's over, if I ain't in the front, at least I'm gonna be. Get us both, you'll be sending me off. And please, just do me this favor. Stick to our little plan. And fuck the money, just keep my little man. And show him his hope. And he gon' think he know how it's going, but show him the ropes. And if you bring him to the Gucci store, show him the loafs. Hood niggas, I'm just showing you growth, but I'm still right. You know Kiss, don't gotta aim his gun at you to be focused. And if you broke now, nigga, when you see those chips, watch how many people come out of nowhere and try to be. The answer's plenty, cause when you handling business, you can't be friendly. And if you trying to stack something, can't be pennies. Most likely, Grants and Benjis, and you better keep them.
goodness, guys. What is up? How are thou? Listen, I had to come back because, first of all, I was been due back. You know, life does what life does, right? And so they always say, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Because that definitely is hilarious to make plans that you're not even sure is aligned with God. So yeah, my intentions was to come back a lot sooner, you guys, but so much has transpired and went on that in my own personal life, right, that prevented me from doing that. And so I'm like, wait a minute, let me get back to the script and let my viewers know and my listeners know what the fuck is going on, because I know some of you guys, my loyal listeners and those who are just started learning about this podcast probably got into it and it was like, what the fuck, right? Cool. Like, you just paused. And sometimes you have to do that. Like, you know, sometimes you have to take a hiatus, and then sometimes, like I'm mentioning, your intentions are to come back, right? And do what it is that you set out to do, but something gets in the way, right? And I know we can all relate to things getting in the way of something we plan to do, right? But you guys, I'm here, and I'm here with a very unorthodox episode, because this is not anything like what I wanted to present to you guys. A full segment of discussions of various topics like I normally do, but you know, just a little bit more, or I should say added additions, that sounds crazy, but just a little bit more diverse, I don't want to say topics, because I always talk about diverse topics, but just a little bit more things added, pretty much, right? And so I just wanted to do things and incorporate something a little more different. Not taking away from what I'm already or have already done, just added a little bit more spice to my segments. And this is not that episode. So this ain't that episode, y'all. You know y'all fuck with me. I'm here just to let you know why I haven't been here. And I think it's just right that I do so, because of the relationship that I've built with you guys. And I would like to keep and maintain transparency, right? So there's that, right? There's that. And so, in a nutshell, I've been super busy, right? So let's just talk about what the fuck Cole's been doing, right? And then we can proceed, right? So I've been super busy with the book and it being released next month. And that has been an awesome adventure, I must say. I am really proud of myself and the tenacity behind what it was I accomplished doing as I wrote this book, because this is not a fictional book. It's a book based on my personal journey as it relates to the Twin Flame journey. So I hope all you guys, when it's released, get an opportunity, whether you're a Twin Flame or not, to read this book, because it's very helpful in many areas of our lives, or mostly, I believe, anyone can relate to the message and advice that's given to the collectives, whether you're on the journey or not. There's a lot of beneficial life lessons and tools anyone that reads this book can take and utilize, right? So here's that. And I do want to shout out my team that has been assisting me. It's a great publishing company. I ain't shouting who it is out, you know, not right now. You gotta be like that, y'all. You gotta be like that. You know, I got all kind of doppelgangers and shit. But yeah, let them find their own publishing company or self-publish, whatever. But yeah, my publishing company is amazing. It's an amazing team that works so hard with me. And I mean, literally, whatever it is that I want when it comes to this book, they're making it happen. I mean, from the smallest detail to the largest. And I'm so blessed that I was guided to work with this specific publishing company. My author manager, the people who assisted with the cover of my book, my editors, they're just fabulous people. And so, yeah, I'm, I'm just super psyched. I'm actually working on a second one now. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing, right? So there's that. And then on the flip side, outside of the book, you know, because I took a break from you guys in the podcast, I have been literally, like, just pulling back my energy from people specifically, and of course, obviously, low vibrational situations and circumstances, if I can do that. Because sometimes, you know, unfortunately in life, you can't control the situation or circumstances you're in, right? But you can always control your reaction to it. And I always try to maintain joy in any circumstance that I'm in, because this world and some of the inhabitants of this world, y'all know I ain't lying, they make it their personal duty to rob you of your peace and your joy. And I ain't finna let no human being walking this earth rob me of my joy and peace. I don't give a fuck who they are or what they try. So yeah, there's that. And basically, I just been like making sure that I'm my energy, my chi for some people is very much balanced. And for a lot of people in this world, the reason there's so much confusion and chaos in their life is because there's an imbalance in them. And so, believe it or not, you know, many of these imbalances aren't always even caused by ourselves. It's things that are projected towards us to purposely cause an imbalance in our life in some way. And so me recognizing that in situations that I'm in or people that I'm I have to deal with takes a toll on you. You know, I think sometimes a lot of people, when they are aware that you play a grander scale or a grander role here on this planet, you have a mission, you are someone like myself that takes their mission very seriously, is part of the collectives, is a divine feminine, a divine masculine, you seem to encounter a lot more burdens. And I don't want to suggest that, you know, other people's burdens aren't as excruciating as, you know, because it's not a comparison. And I try to really stay away from that, because this world is competitive enough without competition of woes being mentioned. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. But we do encounter a lot or overload of burdens and stress that in most cases we're not even putting on ourselves. It's what's being projected on us. And that's what I've been dealing with, you guys. I've been very transparent because I this is like a family. You guys I consider family, right? You take the time to listen to me. You don't. There's so many podcasts. There's so many people doing so much that you don't have to devote your energy to hear what I have to say. But the fact that you do is so appreciated and is never overlooked. It's a great thing for me to know that there's someone who is either inspired or they just like hearing what I have to say. And so it's my personal duty to keep them communication lines open the best that I can, which is why I'm here today and not still lingering until I actually do a proper segment for you guys. And if things weren't for me, I operate like this, whether it's the podcast or just my day-to-day interactions with people, because communication is very important. Once there's a breach or a stagnation in communication, everything will crumble. Whatever foundation has been built will crumble due to a lack of communication. And that's in any arena in your life, personal, professional, you name it. If there is no communication involved, something is going to fall. That's just what it is. So I don't want what I've, through God, been able to establish with you guys dwindle because I'm not communicating with you. So you guys are very much aware of my mental health issues that I deal with, which was not resurfacing, I guess, until recently. I suffer from a lot of severe anxiety, depression, PTSD, and a lot of these things people are also battling, right? Most of the people in my community, black and brown people, it's no strange, this is no strange phenomenon to them, but not everybody has the courage or they're comfortable speaking openly about it. I am, right? But I'm me and people are there. I speak about it because I don't like the taboo and stigma that comes with mental health. It's almost like, and this is the reason why so many of our my kind, my race, my community specifically, other people do this too from other nationalities, but I'm speaking of my people at this moment. The reason they don't get the help that they know they need, or even if they don't know they need, they don't inquire about the help they may need because of the stigmas that's surrounding mental health. And I've spoke about this in previous episodes where, you know, a lot of times people project mental health as being a, quote, crazy person's situation, disease, illness, and that's very unfair to categorize people who are suffering from any disease, mentally, physically, externally, internally, in that manner. There's a lack of respect or I believe a lack of empathy, if you will, given to mental health clients. And I can only speak from my experience as I observed working with mental health clients for a duration of my employment and as being a mental health patient. It's unfortunate. And we can all sit here and talk about how we work for organizations or we live in a society where it's recognized and people do their due diligence to accommodate people who fall in this category, so to say. But, you know, that's not always the case. And we know that to be a fact. A lot of times people intend to do that and the execution gets done so wrong. So for me, I've been in a situation recently where the effects, the direct effects of what I'm working under is a correlation to my mental illness. So it's like the things that I have to deal with or the people that I have to deal with or the circumstances that are being directed towards me has caused and heightened my mental illness. So I have to deal with that, right? And if I'm not healthy and sound mind, body, and soul for myself, how can I be that way for you guys or present things to you guys the way that it needs to be presented? So I have to take care of first. My mental health is important, as is my physical and anything else related to my health, right? Same as yourself, right? But I'm noticing more and more that we live in a society where we say that we support mental health awareness, but when it comes time or if there's a situation that involves mental health, from my end, I'm noticing as it relates to me, it's not given the consideration that so many people claim that they give it. So I'm gonna just leave that there. Like, so that has another component to why I have been MIA, because I've been going through a lot. And if you are a person who goes through anxiety or you know anyone close to you that suffers from anxiety, whether acute or severe, it is still a medical diagnosis that should not be undermined in any means. No medical diagnosis should be undermined. And so I'm dealing with that right now, and it's not easy. It is not easy, like I said, remaining balanced, especially when you are placed in uncomfortable situations that damn near force you to be unbalanced. You understand? So there's a lot that I've been encountering, dealing with on my personal journey, on the twin flame journey, as I engage and deal with society as a whole, whether it's publicly or, you know, at my place of profession. It's just a lot that I encounter. And I sit back sometimes, you guys, and when I go through as much as I go through, believe it or not, I think of you guys. I think of other people in the world it's like, damn, everybody going through something, but not everybody gets support. You know, I think that's what makes the difference. Like, we're all going through something. We can all sit here and discuss our woes, our problems, our situations, but how many of us are actually getting assistance? You dig? This is why I take the time out to do what I was guided to do in my life, which is assist the collectives in the way that I was guided to assist them. Because we all need assistance. We all need help. And for anybody thinking that they can do everything on their own, even if you've been in situations in the past where you've had to, believe me, you ain't do everything on your own. Someone was still assisted. Whether you accept that they were or not, nothing is done solely by just one person. So it takes a village, we know that. Especially us with kids, right? And many of us, we start off, and sometimes we continue on through parenting without that village. But there's always someone God sends our way to assist us on the journey of parenting, right? And that's just the journeys of whatever we embark on. There's always going to be someone. Maybe not who you expect your help to come from, but there'll be someone. And me being a single parent, me having working, me in and out of school and taking courses for various things, me having my own business, me having the podcast, me writing books. There's a lot that I do that certainly consists of me always maintaining balance. I have to. And so when things try to purposely take me off my scale of balance, then, you know, I can't allow that. Just plainly put, I just can't allow that. I'm not one of those people who's just gonna allow an imbalance in my life unnecessarily. No, not at all. So there's that, right? So yeah. So I'm dealing with that, and that's really has a lot to do, like I said, with various components of why I've been MIA, and just being in hermit mode, right? For my tarot readers. I've observed a lot while I continue to fall back, and I'm observing the trajectory of this world and what is currently going on in so many different areas, whether it's sports, and you know, I like to give you sports, I like to give you politics, I like to give you media, and some local news for my homies and shit that's listening, that's in NY and shit like that. It's a lot going on. I know you guys see it. It's hard not to, because I don't even watch the news, and I still somehow end up coming across all of the drama and chaos that has literally been going on for some months now. Like, you know, we all dealing with inflation. We're all dealing with things, prices of everything going up but our paychecks. And that's a Snapple fact. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't rich. You know what I'm saying? I work hard for everything that I have. And with the inflation, gas going up, so did rent, okay? So did food, you know? And I wonder at times if these elected officials that we elect into office or don't, and they get in because we don't vote, right? Because that's another concept we need to really fully understand, that when you don't vote, you're actually voting the wrong person in that seat. Whether you believe that or not, that's what ultimately ends up happening. This is why people stress voting as much as they do. But literally everything in the last couple of months have skyrocketed but our money. And, if raising a family was difficult before, just imagine now. You know, I was just telling my oldest daughter, shout out to you, Heavenly, who's actually in her first year of college. I'm so proud of her. She just got hired somewhere. My link in that location. Yeah, but I'm very proud of her for doing what she does at such a young age, and these responsibilities she's decided to take on. I was telling her, come November, my rent going up $200 extra. Like, what the fuck? I ain't get $200 extra in my check. What the fuck is y'all doing? I was on the elevator with this chick in my building. She's telling me she must have just moved here. Jesus. A one bedroom in my building is like, what? What she said? $2,300? A two is anywhere between 27 and 29. What are we doing? What are we doing, New York City? And I don't know, because, you know, it could be that range estimated around other tri-state areas or other states. I don't know. You tell me. But I could definitely tell you the cost of living is ridiculous in New York City. It truly is. No, it truly is. Like, you making life decisions and shit every time you get paid. Well, maybe it's just me, right? Maybe it's just me. Because it's one income coming in my household and I take care of everything. Everything. Through God's grace, allow me to do that. And it's a lot, you know, it's a lot in addition to me already expressing that I battle mental health illnesses. It's a lot of pressure. And I know I'm not the only one who deals with what I'm dealing with, along with the other variables that contribute to so much pressure. So much pressure. But as I was saying, I'm observing what's going on in the world. And everything that looked like it could just about go wrong is fucking going wrong. Just starting with my state, I'm watching New York just crumble to pieces and violence. The trains and the subway system is disgusting at this point. Literally, people are like experiencing violence. Like we are warped back into the early 80s in the mass transit system. Like, this is what we're doing now. People are pushing people on tracks, on the train tracks, like it's nobody's business. Like, if this is normal, you got people getting stabbed, unfortunately, on trains, people shooting on the trains. It's become a war zone on the train. And I'm just flabbergasted when I hear that, you know, elected officials in my state make conferences and they make press appearances and they say the complete opposite. And the people who are riding these trains, the residents, the commuters, are telling a different story. So it's kind of disheartening and disturbing that elected officials, for whatever reasons they choose to come up with this analysis, fail to really listen to what the people who ride these subways every day are saying. And they are saying it's not safe. I don't care what your numbers are saying in statistics in regards to the amount of people that ride the subway every day versus the amount that are reporting violent crimes. As a total of violent crimes and their appearances in the last year should just show you a spike in a irregularity that's taking place as it pertains to violence. Like, there's something really wrong going on and it's not getting fixed and it's not improving. So I don't understand how we can just close a blind eye to that and just focus on, well, there's millions of people who ride the train and there's not millions of incidences. Like, that sounds very ignorant to me. But believe it or not, that has been said by elected officials to kind of sweep under the rug what's actually taking place. So that's disturbing, right? You have shootings and killings happening in Brooklyn and the Bronx back to back like a Drake song. Every time I turn around, there's some, and again, we're not gonna act like crime wasn't crime before, but it has this sort of magnifying glass on it right now where it's just happening too consistently. And I know that to also be a fact because I work in the CJ industry. I work for criminal justice. So not only am I hearing it on the news, these incidences are coming through the courts. Okay? I'm working in arraignments where I'm seeing the logs of cases increase by the day. But like I said, you let these officials tell you what's going on. They'll say, ain't nothing going on. It ain't as bad as it looks. Really? Looks as deceiving, nigga. I see what it is, but yeah, that part. So you got that going on. You got entertainment, which, you know, I love to give you guys. I can't even, it's so toxic right now in the entertainment industry that I can't even, one, sit down and speak to you about what's going on, because every day is something new with them, and every day is something negative, and every day is something catty, and every day is something that is disappointing to even hear, witness, see in witnessing what's really getting our attention these days when it comes to media and entertainment. And some of your favorite celebrities are just contributing to a lot of toxicities that seem to keep coexisting in humanity. And it's disturbing, it's disgusting. I'm witnessing people's mental stability dwindle on a thread, and they not seek professional help. And sadly, you know, you have people that surrounding these individuals that will not tell them the truth about what the fuck is going on in their life. People are spiraling out of control. You have reckless, non-productive soapbox moments from celebrities and cattiness and drama and all type of negative competitions. Look at the karmics mad because I'm speaking on it. Whole voices, yeah, they don't like me talking about truth because they don't live in truth. But this is what I've been noticing. And it has really deterred me from even wanting to speak about entertainment and what's going on in media, because I'm not a contributor of negative information. You know, I don't like to have to present, even when I do my readings. If it's there, it's there, and I got to speak on it nonetheless. But I don't want to make it my personal business to always give you low vibrational news. And that's all I've been seeing in the media. That's all I've been seeing in news overall is negative shit, my nigga. Y'all see it? I don't even got to mention names. And everything that I just said, if you're listening to me, you're shaking your head like, word. This one was in the news for this. This one was in the news. And none of it is positive. There's so much narcissism and so much pick me, look at me energy going on in the media right now with celebrities who could be doing a lot more than they're doing with their voice, with their platforms that really instill positivity. And not just doing it for a clout chase, like actually change, motherfuckers. Actually go within and search to find out who you are, because who you're presenting yourselves as, which is giving a toxic undertone, is contributing to more toxicities in this world. And then y'all sit back and y'all cause this shit. It's like a person who lights the fucking fire and then stands back and watch the shit burn. This is what it feels like to me when I'm seeing the drama and the chaos executed from people who are other people's idols and role models, right? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Music ain't music no more. You know, I've been saying that since I started this podcast, March 9th, 2020, from an episode from 2019 in November, okay? I've been telling you guys, and it's miraculous that I see more statements or more media coverage from other people, predominantly celebrities now, voicing their opinions about the music industry as it relates to its artists and their sound. And I'm just like, okay, damn, somebody's saying it, but shit, it wasn't, you know, it's been said before. You know, the fans have been speaking up for a while. It's just that we get overshadowed by the negativity and the negative attributes that are aligned with certain celebrities that they profit off of. So when you have artists and stars and people speaking up on things that have already been said, is noted and is definitely appreciated that they're saying it, because they're not only just recognizing what we've already known to be, but because they have a bigger platform, maybe it'll get the attention that it should have gotten when other people said it. You understand? People who are living in their truth, and not necessarily saying that those who are bringing this attention to light aren't now, but many aren't. Many are just mentioning things that were already mentioned from people who spoke truth, simply because the direction and the shift of where things are going doesn't actually benefit where they are or the image they've projected to mainstream media. So now we got to hop on this wave. So let's talk about what the people been talking about all along that we've just been dismissing, because who the fuck are you? You're just people. You know what I mean? Like, that's the vibes. Don't fucking play me. I know what it is.
So yeah, I've been very, and you guys, like I said, you guys who've been fucking with me from the beginning, know I'm very selective with music, and for a while, this is nothing new from Cole, right? This ain't nothing new. I've been telling you this for a minute. Where music has transcended to the level it's went, the direction it's in, it's nothing that I am pleased with at all. From female rappers, male rappers, mostly female rappers. I've already expressed this to you guys. If you don't believe me, please listen to my first episode. Please, I implore you to. Because you will see just how I feel about hip-hop. And that was 3 years ago, my nigga. That was 3 years ago I felt like that, and my views have not changed. They've only increased and magnified itself. There are some artists, and I don't want to focus too much on those that are low vibrational. I want to take a moment to really actually thank those who may not get the type of publicity or attention that others get, but their message to their fans, to the world, their gifts, their art that they bless us with and share with us, with humanity, is noted. The songs, the poems, the messages, the artwork, the motivational speeches, they're appreciated and noted by people who benefit from these high vibrational mechanisms that people are using to keep humanity leveled. Because these low vibrational frequencies is contributing to an energy or an aura of chaos, which is why chaos has increased tremendously. What the fuck are we listening to? What are we seeing on TV? Y'all don't think that has anything to do with the uproar? No? No? Oh, okay, whatever. Whatevs. I would beg to differ though. So yeah, I've just been pulled back, focusing on me, which is why, you know, I do take moments where I'm not coming to the show, to the podcast. I am more exclusively in this hiatus mode that I've been in for a while. I still have been serving the community in other ways. So I've still been dealing with the collectives and still doing my readings and still getting downloads and giving messages to the collectives and those who are part of the collectives, right? That come to my various platforms and get healing in that way from me, right? So I still assist, but I pull back, and the more I pull back, and I think it's like, I hear somebody say, well, how much more can you pull back? Because you've been in that zone for years. Yeah, which is why I understand Buddhists so much more now and why they step away from the world. Absolutely, why they live off of simplicity and things like money, for example, is not their primary factor. We all need money. Don't get it twisted. Like, we need money to take care of ourselves. But there are some people in the world that make money such a priority that it becomes toxic because it's like you're worshiping it now. It's no longer become a tool. It's become your God. We use money to get the things that we need. Some people become so engulfed in obtaining money and wealth that it literally controls them. And it starts reconstructing their personality. Absolutely. Not one of those people. You know, there's some people that money absolutely runs them. They're very superficial, and in these superficialities they become egotistical and narcissistic, and they treat people who, because they've acquired a certain level of financial astuteness, anybody who's not on their level, so to say, they discount them or treat less than. And yeah, I don't rock with shit like that. But I'm observing, and this is the energy that's been put out here. Like, we're literally being made to be placed against one another based on these factors. But that's only because we allow that to be. Many of us, that like myself and like probably some of you guys listening, You're not superficial. Money ain't your God. You're content with life and things that are very basic but bring you tremendous joy. You understand? You don't feel the need to have to broadcast what you got, to flaunt what you got, to make other people who don't have it feel inferior. You're not standing on a podium screaming, I'm the best all the fucking time. I'm better than this one, outlining what you've done better than the next person, giving stacks on what you accomplished more than another. You're not doing that, collective. You're not doing that, listeners, most of you guys listening. I'm not doing that. So certain things, when you don't live in that space and you see it being done, it becomes overwhelming. Like, I need to remove myself from that type of frequency. And that's what I've been doing. And it's difficult to do that without being in hermit mode, because literally everything in this world at this moment is a mirror to what I just described. Whether it's through media, movies, like, and of course movies is media, but I'm breaking it down more. Whether it's through actual movies, TV series that you watch, and you see broadcasted in different ways, satellite TV, whatever, right? Music predominantly, you know, social media. Social media is a huge one, which is why I pull back from that a lot too. And when you see me on social media, it's either affirmations, prayers, scriptures, or me doing something for the collectives as a healer and divine feminine, right? So that's that. But social media is fucking toxic too. It's just like, wow. It was all good just a week ago. And I say that because I really mean it. I really mean it. Like, for me, I'm 40. I can appreciate the days we didn't have as much as we have now, because I see the destruction it has put on us. The gloating. We have the gluttony. That's it. We have become very gluttonous people, if that's even a fucking word. Like, gimme, 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 gimme. I want. More. Now. That's what we've become as a society. It's unhealthy, and for me, it's just disgusting. And I refuse to engage in energy that promotes that shit. Like, to each his own. You know, Cole, I'm definitely neutral to what I'm allowed to be neutral on, because there's some things I'm definitely picking aside, motherfucker. It's just what it is. It's my free will. But for most things, I'm pretty neutral. Yeah, that's you, that's not me type shit. But I'm witnessing the destruction of humanity through these forms, and it's just very disheartening. It is. And they are using your favorite actresses, your favorite music artists, your favorite designers, you know, to persuade you to do these toxicities and to look at life in the same fucked up way they operate or look at life through, look at life at through the lenses that they wear. It is what it is, though. But yeah, you guys, I've talked your head off, as I always can do, right? But you know, it's like, I need to talk to you and let you know. It's not that I'm not trying to come back or I've forgotten about the show. I come here, and just like anything I do, when I am led and guided to give you the best me possible, right? Even if I'm having a moment where it's not the most pleasurable moment, I'm still in my truth and I'm still comfortable to address you as such in that moment, you know? Because it's still something positive in me expressing some maybe negative things that either affected me or a negative topic, right? I can still pull something joyous out of it. If I can't, then I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to give you something that's not my truth or the best version of me, even in a situation that can be challenging. You know, I don't run from challenges. So even if I got to tell you something that may not, it mean, like this morning, like for some that people listening, they may find what I've said to be like challenging, courageous nonetheless, but challenging. But it's my truth. This is why you're here listening to me. You dig? Yeah. So you guys, I am hoping, and I can't give you no dates, but I know those who are loyal and those who really appreciate what it is I give to you guys. That's a piece of me. Every time I sit here and talk to you, you will eagerly await my next episode, which is more disciplined around what it is I want to give you guys consistently. This is just some like a family powwow. I'm just talking to you. And I know those of you guys who love me, love you, you appreciate these moments too. It's transparency, right? It's transparency. I think everybody deserves that, especially the people that you either work with, work for, yeah, or promote something to. So, you guys, I'm out of here. I'll be back soon, hopefully. But in the meantime and in between time, stay high vibrational, stay in your power. Don't let nobody take away who you are just to make them comfortable. That's a dub. And yeah, see you soon. Later, you guys.